you know, what the elites are doing is they're not thinking about this time that everyone is in right now. People are either in denial or trying to sort it out, or, well, is this really an issue? La-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's all over for them. They've done that. They've done their planning. They've done their preparation. They're ready for the events. They're ready for what is coming. The elites right now are pre-positioning themselves to resume control of the planet in a post-historic world. Now, the dumbs are part of it.
This star can be something between a black dwarf and a neutron star. It could be an unclassified star, the likes of which we have never seen. That's another reason that for the dead astronomers, remember. The common denominator with these dead astronomers is that they're engaged in dark star imaging. The reason we do not have the technology to see the inbound stars is because the astronomer that would invent the technology keeps getting killed. And he keeps getting sought out by artificial intelligence, running his futuristic real-world simulations. So he looks into the future and sees the news report, so-and-so astronomer discovers, you know, the new technology, and then he comes back to the present and kills him. That's the way that it works. And the reason that I believe that we're never going to visualize the star until suddenly the people saying peace and safety are going to be destroyed suddenly. That type of scenario plays out with a spring crossing event, and Nibiru means planet of crossing, that the binary twin to our sun is coming. That explains why there's an underground city connected to the Denver airport, for example. And that's the reason that the CIA moved their headquarters to Denver. More and more of the lettered agencies and the people, the elite, moving their operations to the inner part of the United States.
In Central Africa, among fortress-like cliffs on the southern edge of the Sahara Desert, live a people called the Dogon. This tribe believes all life comes from a distant dark star, invisible to the naked eye. Modern science was able to find this star and confirm its existence. Now we must ask, how did a primitive people, lacking instruments of any kind, discover a dark star hidden deep in space? The Dogon have endured and preserved mysterious ancient knowledge. Knowledge of an invisible star and its movements through the heavens. It was not until this century that Western astronomers began to suspect its existence. A desert tribe called the Dogon, isolated in the African wilderness, may have identified a star invisible to the unaided eye. How is this possible? How could the Dogon possess this sophisticated astronomical information?
Worldwide, the leaders of every major nation in the world are scared to death of an event that is on its way in. And it appears the only logical answer to that is the planet Nibiru, Planet X, that has been talked about for decades and decades. But why did they do the seed vault? Why did they do a seed vault, particularly save all the seeds of the world so that we can replant the earth? Why did they do that? Why did they stop stealing everything and putting it in underground instead of in their pockets? When I finally came to the conclusion that there was no other answer other than the fact that this thing is coming back in, we will never be told. Here's what's going to happen now. This is the rest of it. I point out that what is going to have to be used by the people in government is a false flag of some type of a national emergency. They have to have the national emergency in hand, in place, in the United States of America, without telling people about Nibiru coming in. They will have to use some major event like a thing called Ebola to do the national emergency, or a terrorist event from a group called ISIS to do the national emergency. or a war breaking out with Russia pushing itself too far, or something else with the Red Chinese. I was proven to be right on the fact that Ebola is on its way to being a national emergency. Now, once they do that national emergency, then it's in place. Whether they ever say anything about the planet X Nibiru coming back or not, it's not going to make a difference, because by the time people find out about it, it'll already be under martial law in the United States of America. The Constitution is automatically suspended. That paperwork's been signed by, been signed by every president. Obama signed the update on it several months ago with the ability to do that. Suspend the Constitution, national emergency for whatever reason. It will not be Nibiru, because he cannot tell the people. It's one thing to tell people they can't go out of their house because of a germ, as opposed to saying we got martial law because the globe is going to be bombarded with meteorites and flooded across every single coastline on the globe. You will never hear them announce that until it's too late. Period. You will be able to go out and see it in your backyard before they ever announce it. But it's going to be, we will be in martial law before that time. I knew what it was going to be, but I did not know that it was going to end up being Ebola. And it looks like that damn well might be what they use. A couple of years ago, when people were trying to buy it, when wholesalers were trying to get the dry foods for survivalists, they couldn't get their orders filled because the government for 2 years was buying 95% of everything was produced. What's wrong with that picture, folks? Why are they doing that? Why are they doing it? I'm going to tell you why they're doing it. They're going to do it because when the stuff hits the fan, they're going to have to shoot American citizens in the street that are going to be going crazy rioting because they need food and water and every other thing to try to protect themselves. And the government, they're going to be gone, sports fans. And if you even get a notice, if you get a "my dear fellow American" speech from the president relative to this, which I don't think you're ever going to see it. I don't think they're ever going to come out and say, "Uh-oh, sorry about that. Surprise, there's a thing coming in next month." That's not going to happen. And if it does, when you see that, those guys are all going to be vanished underground already, and it's going to be a pre-recorded disc punched up into some kind of a system. All of the networks, all communications, all electronics, all of that is going to be gone at some point in time as this thing comes in closer. And once that happens and the electronics and the satellites are all fried, all the generators are fried, and all of that's gone, then there's not going to be any communication. You won't know if your neighbor's still alive. And that's the way it's going to be.
The approach of Planet X portends many changes in our solar system. Planet Earth is not being singled out at all. Jupiter and Neptune have already gone through 40 to 50% magnetic pole reversals at this time. Saturn has lost one of its rings as of late and is on a tilt compared to what it was before. Venus and Saturn and the moon are all brighter than they ever have been. Mars is losing some of its water and its poles. Its poles are melting. There's an unprecedented dust storm going on there that they've never seen before. The atmospheres are thickening on Mars. In fact, the moon has suddenly grown an atmosphere about 6,000 feet that they're calling natrium. The sun is going through, I mean, it's like a popcorn popper, is going through a cycle that they've never seen. It's supposed to end the normal 11-year cycle in the year 2000, and now it's just continuing on. The CMEs, the coronal mass ejections, are higher than ever. In the last 20 years, Dr. Dmitriev has found out, this is a scientist working in Russia, they won't let this information out here, but it's leaking through. Like I said, there's a civil leaks about this information. From the mid-70s to the mid-90s, the uptick in seismic and volcanic activity has increased 400 to 500%, and that's not counting the last 8 years, which is basically the greatest part of the uptick. The whole of the weather changes that have been blamed on global warming or El Nino or something all have to do with the approach of this planet. And in fact, there's ancient history foretelling the last 7 years prior to the passage.
I believe that there's something out there, at least there was in our neck of the woods, but is there something out there? Is there something out there close? Is there something out there close that's going to ruin one of our days, or maybe many of our days in the future? I don't know. I don't know how threatening it is to us right now. You know, there's good arguments for it, and well, there's good arguments on both sides of it, and that's what makes it so hard.